hold on for a second. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh bedavar. Why wouldn't you want to read your tikkun?
I want to.
No.
It's scary because then I know that's it. I reached it.
So it shouldn't be scary. It should be good if you finalized.
I want to ask you, did it hurt when you die?
It doesn't hurt when you die. If you don't have what to take with you, then it might hurt. What felt for me, I can't say pain, what felt for me an absence is that I didn't have anything. It's like as if I didn't do my tikkun. I came up there with nothing. That was the problem. Not pain. They didn't torture me. The pain was a spiritual pain that I didn't do anything. Like you're saying, a tikkun.
When you died for a few seconds, did it hurt? Like I'm
scared. No, there's no pain. Don't be afraid of death. No, Mara. No, so better. First of all, you don't know exactly your tikkun. Second of all, it could be that your tikkun is at the day before you leave this world at the age of 89. And your entire life was the journey. And in order for you to do the tikkun, you need all the experiences you went through your life for one time to do the right thing. You don't know what your tikkun is. Every day that you wake up in the morning, you should thank Hashem for giving you the opportunity. And you should say, Bezrat Hashem, I should get my tikkun. Trust me, it's much better up there. It just looks good here. It's not good here. You want to get to your tikkun and get up there, whether you're 20, whether you're 30, whether you're 80. Don't worry, death is not painful. It's a good thing. The neshama waits to leave the body. It came down here for a journey, for a mission. You're done? Let me go up. Let me go home. It's almost like going on a business trip. At some point, you enjoy the trip. You know, you fly first class, fancy hotels, good meals. But at some point, you miss home. You want to go home already. And neshama misses your home. Don't worry. Death is not scary and it's not painful. Just make sure that you cushion yourself, that your ride is going to be bemet first class. That every little thing that you do, every little step of your way, that you have a connection, a strong connection with Hashem. If a person doesn't have a connection with Hashem, then the problem begins. But yeah, yeah, don't worry, he will be with you there.
I'm going to stay together.
Forever and ever. Yeah, you and your husband, no, you're not laughing, it's good questions. You and your husband is the same neshama, the same soul. The Zohar explains that before you come down to the world as a special angel, he cuts the soul in half. One part jumps in your body, one part jumps in the other body. And then when you travel around the world, you finally meet your husband, you go under the chuppah, Hashem sews the soul together. So you'll be with your soul, with your husband forever and ever, with your parents, with your kids, everybody. We're all one big unit.
What about if the
divorce
happens?
Divorce? That depends on many things. Sometimes the divorce doesn't mean it was the real shidduch. Unfortunately, in our generation, I would say 60, 70, 80% of the marriages, they're not the real shidduch. It happened because one had a lot of money, or one looked real good, or something was good, and then doesn't mean it's the real partner. You have to talk louder.
When you go to Shemayim and when you're together in Shemayim, we're talking about the real partner.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have some answers, but how do you recognize or get
to the right one?
Yeah.
There's no short answer. But if a person wants to really be clear about the right one, the person has to lekadesh et atzmo, to sanctify himself. The more you make yourself holy, the more you see clear with your eyes. The more you connect yourself to the physical, to the materialism, your eyes become blind. So if you want to really see the right person, then you have to lekadesh et atzmo, to make yourself holier. Better kosher diet, more modesty, your mind, everything. The more you are holy, the more you sanctify yourself, and you'll sit in front of your husband, it's going to fit like this. It's going to be just obvious. And the problem with most people in our generation is that they can't let go from the materialism. And then when they sit in front of the wrong person, maybe it is the right one. And then you meet a divorce. And most people in our generations, in older generation, was a shidduch. He didn't go out to a movie or to a bar. There was a shidduch. This family said A, this family said B. Yalla, no, works good. That's why you see in the Orthodox community, the quantity of divorce is very small. So it's not stam. You see, because a shidduch, a match, is a business deal. You don't go out to a pub or to a movie. You sit and talk. Where do you want to live? How many kids do you want? How do you educate your kids? It's more like a business transaction. And when it's done the right way, it's obvious. Now, it doesn't mean that all the Orthodox couples, everything's perfect. But the thing is that, bechlal, in any person, you want to see more clear, not only the right one, you want to see anything more clear, you have to sanctify yourself. In all means of the word. Somebody up there was like moving the strings. Now you have to connect all the points together and says, ah, if everything worked out that I'm here, I got to get into business. Yes?
You said that you went to the army. Going to the army is not
a... One might say, yeah, but it was in the little of the good things that I did. Yeah. It is a good mitzvah. But when they showed me a lot of good things that I did, but the bad was too much. That's the problem with a lot of souls, let's say. That, you know, every person has bad things. It's normal. We're human. But at least make it that you have a lot of good things. That's the problem. A lot of people, okay, it's fine. We're human. You'll do here a problem, here a sin. That's normal. But at least if you must sin or you must do some wrong things, at least pack it in with all the good things. So at least you have a good, how do you call it? Yeah. Better than a balance. You want the good to be down. Hold on, she was waiting for a while. Yes.
Do